Today, the Bush administration announced a federal indictment that links the war on drugs with the war on terrorism. The indictment says that members of Colombia's FARC guerrilla group are funding their war against the Colombian government by producing and selling cocaine, much of which makes its way to the U.S. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The indictment charges three members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, and four others with producing and selling cocaine to fund the group's anti-government activities. The Colombian government and FARC have been engaged in a civil war for decades. In announcing today's indictment, Attorney General John Ashcroft identified FARC as the largest terrorist group operating in the Western Hemisphere. And that, he says, makes the group's alleged involvement in drug trafficking especially troubling.
Today's indictment strikes at the heart of the terrorism drug trafficking nexus by charging that members of the FARC created a, quote, safe haven for drug traffickers in Colombia. In addition, these FARC members are charged with exchanging cocaine for the weapons and material that supported their activities.
The indictment singles out Tomas Molina Caracas, a FARC commander, as one of those directly involved in the drug trafficking. It says that Molina used his position as a guerrilla leader to coordinate and control the production of cocaine. The government says Molina exchanged the cocaine for money, weapons, and other equipment. Of the seven people named in the indictment, only one is in custody. Alleged drug trafficker Luis Fernando Del Costa is being held in Brazil. Ashcroft says the U.S. is seeking his transfer to this country. The rest of those named are believed to be in Colombia. The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Asa Hutchinson, says he's confident that with the help of the Colombian authorities, the U.S. will be able to put its hands on the FARC guerrillas and the others named in the indictment.
Certainly, we believe that we'll have the full cooperation of the Colombian government and law enforcement authorities. And I think if you look in past cases of where we've had international traffickers targeted, we have had a fairly good success rate in bringing them to justice.
Today's indictment comes as the administration is asking Congress to lift restrictions on U.S. military aid to Colombia, allowing it to be used in non-drug-related areas, such as stopping kidnappings or protecting police stations. Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton, the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, says he's worried that pursuing fugitives, much as the military pursued Panama dictator Manuel Noriega, may be going too far.
You see, I'm very concerned that we are stretching our troops quite a bit. There's testimony just last week that the troops are getting tired, that there are just so few of them that there needs to be additional Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines authorized by Congress.
Attorney General Ashcroft declined to say whether U.S. troops would be used in the hunt for Molina and the others named in the indictment, but he said, quote, "We'll use every means at our disposal." Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.